Yes, I've actually got three principles that I really stick by. The first one would be injury prevention. So this would be pre-CEES training, that it is so important to have the body conditioned in such a way that everything, all the whole body is working in unison. So it's not just how the muscles operate. Like, again, I'm just coming back to the balance when it comes to pre-season training for injury prevention. You have to get the balance right between, for example, the length of the hamstrings and the quads. It can't be that it's all one-sided. That would be my first principle. The second principle is correct breathing techniques. Now, with the breathing techniques, I could talk forever. That's just a whole different concept of what I do. And then the third principle would be passive rest and recovery, which is yoga nidra therapy. With the yoga nidra therapy, it's a profound relaxation technique, but it can be used, say, for example, in a team situation where you would have so many players that might have just fallen behind, maybe due to injury or maybe due to an emotional problem, or it just may be that they just need that extra little push on. So I would work like with smaller groups or maybe one-to-ones as well. And with the yoga nidra therapy, it's basically getting the body to lie completely still. So once the body lies completely still, you're not talking about just working with the physical layer of the body, but the body is made up of five different layers. So what I do at sportsyoga.ie is I work the whole body as one unit. So you're working with the physical layer, the energy layer, which is breathing, the prana and the life force, the emotional layer, the intellectual layer, and then you've got the overall layer of the of the body. So that's what probably makes it so different, is that when I work with people, it's just about getting them to tune in. And of course, a huge part of what I do is being aware. So you have to be aware. If you work with somebody and they've got tight hamstrings, for example, well, then you have to bring that person's awareness to the hamstrings. And once they're aware, then they can pick up early signs of, oh, well, there's a niggle. So that could eventually end up as being an injury if I don't do something about it now.
Get treated. Yeah.
Exactly. And also part of the yoga nidra therapy would be personalized visualization. And to include this in the therapy, it means that they can visualize their game before it even happens. So they can visualize, oh my God, what is it going to be like? They feel themselves like grabbing the ball or gripping the ball or accelerating up the field or scoring that important goal.
An interesting point that you made before we started recording as well was that for somebody who might have had a serious injury, there's also that mental aspect of, do I go in as hard for a tackle as I did the last time I got injured? So they need to prepare themselves mentally to take on that kind of task, that they have to mentally get over that kind of that mental block.
Yes. Last year, I've worked with two of the Munster team who basically, one guy had a serious groin injury and he came to me, JJ Hanrahan. He came to me and like all I did was I wrote him out a personalised visualisation because he really wanted to go back playing in the Munster semi-final. But they had all written him off. There was really no hope. And what I did with JJ was the yoga nidra therapy. So he came in, all he had to do was lie down and I just talked him through the profound relaxation technique and then I put in the visualization of him playing. And when it comes to, say, like JJ Hanrahan, for example, like he had a groin injury. So I had him then imagining that he was creating space. It's all about just creating space in the body. So once you can create the space in any particular area of your body, like the muscles relax completely. And once the muscles relax completely, then they begin to heal quicker. So again, just coming back to the whole mind-body connection, that's exactly what he did go back to play. And even the morning of the match, the semi-final, there was even a question like, oh, we still can't believe that he's actually fit to play. But he was fit to play. And I also worked with Felix Jones, who'd been out like for so long. And he I suppose it was injury after injury for Felix, and he came back. He came back to full fitness and like very sure of himself and looking forward to working with me again for pre-season this time. So I've got a few of the Munster team now coming out to me on a one-to-one basis. And I do find that once you get these guys on board, that they are looking for something that's going to make the difference, because competition is pretty high out there. So in years to come, like, I know that it's just such a huge future ahead of me, and I'm really looking forward to it. Like, I am continuing all the time to educate and learning more and more about how I can help people.
Yvette Egan there from sportsyoga.ie. Sportsyoga.ie is the website, and that's where you find out more information and where you can contact Yvette to see what she'll be able to do for you, or indeed your team as well. Well, that's it for this week's show. My thanks to all my guests as ever. I hope you've gotten something that you can use in your business. I'm Caelan Kerwin. You've been listening to The Small Business Show. Bye for now.